I'd like to share with you something tonight that really made a tremendous reshim on me. And it's a pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, is where the inspiration comes from. And it's really a mind-boggling pasuk as you look at the pasuk. We know one of the most interesting characters in the entire Torah. His name is Light. Today we would call him bipolar, split personality. I don't know, he seems at times to be an incredible tzaddik. At other times he seems to be a total outcast. And perhaps tonight I'll share with you a thought from Rav Schwab that really will explain how he was really a good person, but there was something that brought him down. Something that is as relevant in the year Tavshin Pei Aleph 2020 as it was then, and perhaps even more. And I want to share with you the Ha'ara first. There's a pasuk that says the following: Vayikhu es Light, that they captured Light, the Esri Chushai, and his property. And then that should be the end of the pasuk. And then the pasuk goes back and explains who Light is. Oh, by the way, Ben Achi Avram. Light was the nephew of Avram. Look at the pasuk. It pasha doesn't make sense. It should say Vayikhu es Light, ve Ben Achi Avram. Light, the nephew of Avram, and then he took his rechushay. Between his name, Light, and between the fact that it says his nephew Avram, what does it say? It says his rechushay, his property. We need to understand, why don't we just say Light, Avram's nephew, they took him and his property. The word and his property, says Rav Schwab, is coming to break up between the word Light and between the nephew and Avram. And it tells you how Light severed the connection between him and Avram. Because really, Light was part of Avram. Light was devoted. Light saw his father fighting in Urkazdim. And really, Light was pretty connected. Tells us Rav Schwab, hashkafically, Light was okay. But you know what happened? Esri Chushai. The dollar bills started pulling him. That he ended up in Sedaim. And then he got captured. And the pasuk's asking the question, how could a nephew of Avram end up in the city of Sedaim? Avram Avinu was the Isha Chesed, and he raised Light that way. And we find Light even kept it. And then it goes down and he falls to the lowest possible city of Sedaim, where they were antithesis. They were the antithesis to Chesed. They were the exact polar opposites of what? Of Chesed. How could it be? Where's Light? Answer. Stuck right in the middle of the pasuk, says Rav Schwab. Esri Chushai. He started getting enamored by dollar bills. And that has brought down the best. Hashkafically, he still was raised by Avram, and he still believed in what Avram taught. His problem was the money was talking too loud. It is a contradiction to have the utmost respect and admiration for physical and the others to connect to Kosh Baruch Hu. Let me share with you a story. Such a moving story. An incredible story. And it will move you. And this is a story in the positive, and will therefore understand Light. There was a certain Yid in Eretz Yisrael who was blessed with Ashiras, with Parnasa. He's very wealthy. He was not a Talmud Chacham at all. But, incredibly, every one of his children were Talmud Chachamim, his sons, his daughter all married, tremendous Talmud Chachamim, and they were all sitting and learning. And not only that, every time a Maisid of Torah, of Chesed, would give him a call for money, immediately he gave them money without asking a question. If he heard that a Talmud Chacham was suffering anywhere in the world, he wrote a check. And at a moment, one of his children turned to him and said, "We don't understand. Huh? We don't understand. You don't seem to learn much. But when you... anytime you hear about a Talmid Chacham in trouble, you make sure we're all Talmid Chachamim. What is it? And he turned to his children and he said, and it all happened on one story. He says, when I was a young boy in Europe, pre-World War II, I came to yeshiva. And as I came starving after traveling for weeks, and as you know, the way the yeshiva system worked, the yeshivas had no money to get food. The local people in the city would have what's called teg. They would invite bachurim over to their house, and they would take care of them. They would give them meals. And he came to the yeshiva waiting anxiously to hear from the administrator or the Rosh Yeshiva where he's going. And they said, sadly, unfortunately, all the families that are willing to have a yeshiva bachur are done. They're all gone. We don't know what to tell you. But they said, we'll tell you what we'll do. There is an alman in the city with a bunch of sons. She always asked to be able to be part of the yeshiva if she could have a yeshiva bachur. We never ever took her up on her offer because she doesn't even have money to feed her family. But we're desperate. You're the only one. We'll tell you, we'll give you her address. But just don't ask where her husband is and things like that. We're letting you know her status. She's an almana with a bunch of young boys. Okay, the bacher really, really was uncomfortable about going to someone's house. A total stranger who he knows in advance doesn't have enough food for him. But he decides he's going to do it. He knocks on the door, not even sure if he's hoping they open or not. And all of a sudden he hears a bunch of little feet running to the door screaming, "Mommy, Mommy!" He opened the door, he saw seven little boys standing there. With the mother standing behind them. And the children start telling each other, "Mommy!" And each other, "The Talmud Chacham is here, the Talmud Chacham is here, the Yeshiva Bach is here." And he says to his children, "They begged me to come sit at the table, which was already prepared for dinner." And every child had a small little portion on their plate. And listen to what the tzaddik's mother did. She took a plate and she put it in the middle of the table. And she told all her children, if anybody wants to give food for the Talmud Chacham, you can put food in this plate. And every child took off a big section of their food. And they all said, "I want to give a Talmud Chacham. I want to give a Talmud Chacham." The father turned to his children when they asked him this question. Says, "That was the greatest moment of my life. I never felt that good before. These kids were excited to share the food with me, the Talmud Chacham." He said, "My heart swelled with pride. And I realized how much the value of a Talmud Chacham is." He says, "That night will be etched in my memory forever." He says, unfortunately, just a few weeks later, the Nazis took over, the yeshivas were destroyed, and I never got a chance to learn. But that night, watching the joy and the admiration they had for me, the yeshivas, the Talmud Chacham, put it into me. It drilled into me what Torah value is. That no matter how much money I'll ever have, and no matter how many people will ask me, I will always never say no to Torah and to Talmud Chacham. And I spare no money or effort to make sure you will always be Talmid Chacham. Here's a man with the right hashkafa, was in the world of business, but never lost it because the most important thing was Talmid Chacham. Now let's cross back over to the other story of Lot. Lot was being raised in the house of Avraham Avinu. It was the most heiliger place a person could ever be in. What went wrong? He went the opposite way. He became enamored by money. To the point he's walking with Avraham Avinu and he sees a city far away that he knows is a horrible city of Sodom. And the Pasuk tells us he saw nice houses. He saw beautiful fields. He saw opportunity for money. His excitement for money, he just lost and he couldn't stick to Avraham Avinu. The lesson, Tyrion, is so powerful that you could be raised however you want. If you have such excitement about something else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will lose focus, even if you're raised by Avraham Avinu. And the chizik is the other way. When you develop a chashivas for Torah, no matter what happens, even if the yeshiva system will close on you, you will stay strong because you saw the chashivas for Torah. Our jobs, for those of us that have children or grandchildren, remember, we have to show them what is chashivas Torah. What are you willing to sacrifice for Torah? Our spouses, wives, the husbands, what's the most important thing to us when you have a choice? When you have a choice of a chinuch decision to a community, great, the chinuch is not so great, but it's a great job, or no, a great chinuch opportunity, but the money's not as much. Those decisions when you make will inspire your family. Think about this bachur, who just watching the excitement of children at Chatayra, how it kept him going 50, 60, 70 years later. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us. We should remain focused and inspired on what's important. And be inspired by Lloyd's life. How Chas V'Shalom, making other things important, severs. So back to the Pasuk. And now it says Rav Schwab, Vayikru as Lloyd. Stop! It doesn't say the nephew of Avram. Because the nephew of Avram was secondary. It was something first. Esra Chushoy. Look up this Pasuk, please, inside. Perik Yedalot Pasuk Yedbeis. Lloyd, not nephew of Avram. That was secondary. Says Rav Schwab, first was Esra Chushoy. First was his money. And that was the nephew of Avram. And then the Pasuk finishes off. That's how he ended up in Sodom. That's the inspiration this week. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful week. Have a good Shabbos.